Mark chapter 7. When the Pharisees with some scribes had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" Jesus responded, "What did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written? This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition," he went on to say. "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your traditional practices. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, if someone says to father or mother, 'Any support you might have had from me is gorban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things." This is often a difficult gospel passage, and at the same time, it is often an easy one. This group of Pharisees has evidently been sent from Jerusalem to see if what they had been hearing about Jesus and his followers were true. We might say they were sent to catch Jesus and his disciples not following the rules. As I read it, I could hear echoes of my childhood. "Wash your hands, supper's ready." And many times my brothers would be sent from the table to wash their hands before they were allowed to eat. So the comment about disciples coming to the table with unwashed hands doesn't seem to be too bad. As the passage goes on and we take time to lift it up and see what is beneath the words, we do find a lot to be concerned about. These Pharisees were super vigilant in trying to catch Jesus and his disciples in breaking with traditional practices. They weren't just coming to see what Jesus and his disciples were doing. They were sent to trap him. The traditions had been so intertwined into the Jewish culture over many, many years that the Pharisees and scribes considered them to be as binding as the law of Moses. Probably if we had time to examine them and research them, we would find that many were good hygienic practices, and many were common sense good. But Jesus is not so much against the practice as he is against making the practice equivalent to and greater than the spirit of the law. Again, Jesus is not so much against the practices as he is against making the practice equivalent to and often even greater than the spirit of the law. It seems like a good passage to have on the day before Ash Wednesday. Perhaps this passage is asking us to look at the religious practices we engage in and observe regularly and faithfully. During Lent, we will be asked to fast, to pray, to give alms, all invitations to look at our lives, to see where external practices may have polluted our heart and soul, and we have made them more important than the spirit of God's love and law. We are invited to step back and look to see if we are only giving lip service to God, while our heart remains far from God. If I faithfully go to church and yet continue to hate my neighbor or cheat others or refuse to forgive others, then I have to ask if I'm going to Mass is only doing lip service. If I practice fasting during Lent by giving up a particular food, but I still ruthlessly accumulate power and material possessions at the expense of others, then I have to ask myself if I'm just giving lip service by my fasting. I may choose to say extra prayers during Lent and yet ignore how I use my tongue and my words to hurt others through gossiping and arguing. I may plan on going to confession during Lent, and yet often I am more diligent in doing or saying my penance than I am in changing my behavior towards self or others or God. Some people get more tied up in practicing the ritual actions and gestures that they are blinded to the spirit. I remember one woman came to me after a Mass and was very, very upset that some of the kids came and genuflected on their left knee. I was happy that they came to church. If we look at the passage from Mark, we may discover that there is a little bit of Pharisee in each of us. So before tomorrow comes and we begin the holy season of Lent, let's spend some time thinking about how we might depollute our attitudes, depollute our behavior, depollute our inner prejudices and outer judgments. Let's try to capture the spirit of the law so that what we offer God is not lip service, but rather we offer God our heart.